The flashpoint for a potential World War III may not be where you think. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Harney, associate professor of history at Center College, explores this location.
Taiwan, a small island off the coast of China that the Beijing government claims as Chinese territory, has served as a potential flashpoint for global war for decades. During the Cold War, competing governments in Beijing and Taipei each claimed to be the rightful government of China, following a communist revolution in 1949 that saw Chairman Mao come to power on the mainland and U.S. ally Chiang Kai-shek retreat to Taiwan to lead a government in exile. After years of antipathy between Washington and Beijing, Richard Nixon famously visited China in 1972. Both governments joint released the Shanghai Communique, a document in which the U.S. acknowledged that, quote, all Chinese on either side of the Taiwan Strait maintain there is but one China, end quote. That word acknowledge is very important. It's the cornerstone of the U.S. policy of strategic ambiguity on Taiwan, in effect, seeking to maintain the status quo for as long as possible. But soon the status quo altered quite dramatically. In 1975, Chiang Kai-shek died after decades of ruling Taiwan via martial law, creating an opening for Taiwanese democratization. In 1996, the country hosted its first direct presidential elections. Today, Taiwan is a thriving democracy, in clear contrast to China, which, if anything, is regressing under current leader Xi Jinping. The Chinese government's suppression of free speech and political activity in Hong Kong has helped fuel the acceleration of a Taiwanese identity. Vanishingly few people living in Taiwan today regard themselves as citizens of a rightful Chinese government in exile. But the threat of Chinese military invasion remains, and with ongoing tension between China and the United States, and the importance of Taiwanese firms in the production of microchips, Taiwan remains a flashpoint for a potential world war, whether anyone still thinks there are two Chinas or not.
That was John Harney of Center College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.